This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Chinese President Xi Jinping, as you might have heard, was installed for another entirely expected five-year term by the Communist Party Congress in Beijing this week. And in the course of a three-plus-hour speech to open that Congress, Xi said something that hasn't gotten a whole lot of notice here but is all over the Chinese press. He wants, she said, to build a moderately prosperous society. That's the quote, moderately prosperous. Bearing in mind that China is now the second biggest economy in the world, and as such, its fortunes are our fortunes, we've called our China correspondent Jennifer Pak to help understand what is going on. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Kai.
So this phrase, moderately prosperous, that I mentioned, that is not, it doesn't sound like a resounding endorsement of the Chinese economy.
Well, actually, it may very well be. It's been almost four decades since China started opening its economy to the outside world. Some of that growth has been happening as what people described as breakneck speed. Right. You've heard of double-digit growth. Roughly, what that means is you have people who knew what it was like to be hungry to now their kids eating so much that obesity is a problem. So now China's economy is slowing down. And if this happens too fast, the gap between the rich and the poor will only get bigger and bigger. So this year, President Xi Jinping did not mention a GDP growth target in his speech. And now the Chinese media is buzzing about this term moderately prosperous society. The focus on this magical GDP figure to keep the Chinese people happy has put so much pressure on officials that economists believe that there's a temptation to inflate the numbers.
Yeah. And, you know, to be fair, the Chinese were not the only ones obsessing about the Chinese growth statistics, right? I mean, we did in this country as well, a whole bunch. If I'm an American company or a foreign company looking to do business in China, what do you think this means for me?
Well, for American businesses, for a long time, they were based in China producing cheap goods to sell back to the American public or to Europe. Now, the economy needs to flip it around. So Chinese consumers need to buy some of that products, not only from foreign companies, but also from their own companies to power the growth. And there's a hope that the president will allow this process to happen, which could get messy. And it could mean people will lose their jobs. For example, economists say that unproductive state-owned companies need to fail. And in the immediate term, foreign businesses just want to know whether the internet will work. Because right now, connecting to the outside world has become so frustrating. There's no indication whether these restrictions will ease up at all. And what this means is that simple tasks that you do here in the U.S., like calling your company headquarters on Skype or sending large files, can take hours to resolve in China.
Let me go sideways a little bit here and ask you what you make of the fact, just on businesses wanting to know what the future holds. What do you make of the fact that Xi Jinping came out the other day without a clear successor, that he is now in charge with sort of an indeterminate future?
Well, a lot of people have thought that the past 5 years have been pretty much about President Xi Jinping consolidating his power, right? So that meant that the necessary reforms that he announced 5 years ago didn't always go according to plan. So the truth is that nobody really knows what is going on right now. Even though these events are highly staged, you see these men in their black uniforms stoically clapping along. They are supposed to appear unified. But really what's happening is that there's a lot of friction between the leaders at all times. So it's very hard to be certain about anything in China. Anyone who tells you differently, well, you have to watch out.
Jennifer Pak is our brand new Shanghai correspondent. Jennifer, thank you so much.
Thank you.